Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur einen Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Hi there. Welcome to the Calming Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Martin Hewlett. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and paramedic with over 20 years' experience. Today, we're going to talk about controlling a panic attack and then go through some of the techniques that I've used myself and for countless patients that I've met along my journey as a paramedic and hypnotherapist. Do subscribe if you're new, as I produce shows every day, 365 days a year. Panic attacks, what are they? They're different for everyone, really. You know, we all perceive them. It's a feeling either of fear, of being overwhelmed, and then generally your breathing starts to increase, which only serves to make you panic more, and you're then in a constant feedback loop. As your breathing increases, you change so much about how you feel in your body. You're blowing off all your carbon dioxide, you're taking on too much oxygen. You'll then start to get tingling, pins and needles in your fingers and toes, lips and nose as well. And if this progresses, you then develop what's called clawing, where your fingers and thumbs won't move and they'll really restrict in like a claw. Now, in all my experience, no harm has ever come to anyone from having a panic attack. They will self-resolve without any input from anyone else, but they will feel horrible and they can last sometimes over an hour or so. So what can you do for you? Well, you're here on this journey trying to take back control over your anxieties, over your thoughts. And I still get that initial dump of adrenaline, that feeling of fear and worry. You know, no matter how mindful I've become and how far I've progressed, I still have a normal body like everyone else that is infinitely different to everyone else's. And my feelings and emotions are experienced differently to anyone else's. And when I used to get panic attacks, the adrenaline dump was horrendous. And I still feel that. A couple of weeks ago, just driving in the car, that impending feeling of fear. And my mind races. I think, what's happened? What have I forgotten? What's going to go wrong? And then, by using all of my skills, I stop it. It doesn't escalate any further than that. Whereas before, the breathing would start to speed up to the point of having to pull over in the car. If you're on your own, practice the breathing techniques that I've spoken about in all of my podcasts, or find someone that you already follow and admire. My go-to technique as an emergency clinician when I'm going to anybody who's really hyperventilating and we're talking breathing rates over 60 a minute, they're really panting. And as I say, they're in no danger biologically or physiologically. I would say, or I do, and fairly forcefully, so if you're with a friend or a colleague or a family member, you've got to take control for them. And I'll say, look, you're going to take two rapid breaths, and then on the third breath, I want you to hold it just for a second. Don't give them some huge target that's not achievable in their already heightened panic state. So it'd be, hold it and then let it out slowly. And if they revert after a few goes to panting again, don't chastise them or yourself. Just when they're ready to focus on you, look you in the eye, coach them. Remember, if you're helping someone else, you've got to be the calm voice. Now, if it's yourself, you can still do this. Yes, part of your mind will be racing and panicking, hence panic attack. But the other part of you can be saying, you've got this, you've had these before, and as horrible as they feel, no harm came. And that's the truth, right? At worst, you'll pass out. Your body will get so tired. So if you're driving whilst this is happening, find somewhere safe to pull over and don't ride a motorbike or fly a plane. Just take time to look after yourself. And don't ever say that you're a failure, that no one else goes through this. Everyone, practically everyone, has these feelings and they run away with us in this loop. So let's go through a breathing technique for you now, and it's with a positive affirmation. So the next time you feel that instant, or I'm going to have a panic attack moment, if you can, stop whatever you're doing, sit yourself down, close your eyes, focus on your breathing, and even if your breathing is starting to speed up, every third breath, hold it at the top and just slowly and measuredly, in a controlled way, exhale whilst saying in your mind, I am in control. And do your best for every third breath. And if sometimes you give up on the technique, make it 10 breaths. Come back to it. What you are trying to achieve is to rebalance the pH in your blood. You've blown off all your carbon dioxide and you've changed so much about you, and you want to stop that tingling and you want to slow the breathing down. Now, in days gone by, people would use a brown paper bag so that they would rebreathe their carbon dioxide. I have no comments on that as I'm not a doctor. But if you control your breathing with your mind, which you can with practice, you will stop your panic attack quicker and easier. So just close your eyes again if you haven't already. Focus on your breathing and you'll pant, hold out, I am in control. And then you'll go back to panting for two. This technique has worked with so many people. It will work for you. It will work for your friends, family, colleagues. You are strong enough and mindful enough to overcome so much. And facing the reality, you have made it this far to right now in your life. Just take time now, just for you. Focus on a positive event over the last week, no matter how small or insignificant. Just hold that positive thought in your mind and let it spread throughout all of your soul. Stop focusing on negatives. When you change consciously how you view yourself, your actions, and the world around you, you will change so many aspects of your life. I will leave you now. Enjoy your day. Be kind to who you are. Goodbye.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.